Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Miles, Aaron Hawksworth, welcome to Overtime.
This has to be a go-to for us now, because I'm just ready to bust a move, like, already.
I feel like you've been dancing for the past hour.
Straight out of the gate. Like, I'm in a good mood, because the Redskins re-signed Brian Quick. It's a big day.
Oh, a very big day. In fact, we got a big show with a former Redskins player.
You don't think that was funny? I'm laughing at my own jokes over here.
And it's not Landon Collins. All right, it's third time with the team, Brian Quick. We got D'Angelo Hall coming on later.
I can sense by your lack of enthusiasm, you're not. That's not the big splashy move you were looking for, is it?
Exactly how. Hold on. This is how we react
to Brian Quick. Do we have crickets?
Brian Quick is back with the Redskins. Hey, you see what I mean? That's how it goes. But having D'Angelo Hall on this show at 8:30.
My guy.
I feel like.
Oh, so true story.
Here we go.
D Hall's like, I heard you on the radio talking some trash last week. And I'm
heard you on the radio.
Talking trash? Like, you mean facts? I don't know what trash I was talking. And then I said, well, I'm going to be on again tonight. And he's like, cool, I'm calling in.
Let's see.
So 8:30, we got D Hall.
Let's see what he says to you. I think he's got some fire for you.
I mean, he's like the king of talking trash. So
yeah,
if he thought I was talking trash, I don't know what it could have possibly have been.
Can't wait to hear his insight on the Jay Gruden situation.
I know.
Speaking of which, how about the Junkies with an interesting story today?
EB
said that Jay Gruden not consulted in free agency with the moves that the Redskins made.
So what does that tell you? It tells me that this is probably going to be Jay's last year, that maybe they don't care to consult him in these types of decisions, which I think is disrespectful. I know you have a differing opinion. I don't have a problem with Jay Gruden. I know a lot of people want to see him out of town. They don't want to see him as the head coach of the Redskins anymore, but I actually think this guy has had a lot of bad luck when it comes to injuries, and I don't think it's fair to point the finger at him.
Well, I think he's had a long enough time period to prove himself. And he's made the change. Yeah.
First of all,
one, two, three,
the
four,
Kirk Cousins thing was not exactly his fault.
Well, here's the deal. Okay.
I mean, we need to go back here and talk about that.
One playoff appearance in 5 years.
Right. That was my first year covering the team. They made the playoffs.
9-7.
I thought I was the good luck charm, but apparently I was wrong.
9-7 that year. And that was his best year.
Dude, I mean, have you not seen the injuries they had the last 2 years?
9 games under 500 in his 5 years.
They won like 4 games the year before he got here.
And do you think they've improved in his 5 years?
Yes.
No.
If you take away the injuries and the quarterback drama they had.
That's part of the game. That's like with any team, if you take away the injuries.
I mean, that. He had to go through a lot. You don't normally go through as many quarterbacks as
this year
they had to go through last year.
This year, I was most impressed by any year that he's been here. What he did last year, I was like, wow.
See, I thought the year before that, I was like, wow. And then I thought, you know what? It can't possibly get worse when it comes to the injuries. And oh, yeah, it got worse.
Is the roster atrocious? Absolutely. What I mean by that is
they have no star players.
Now, maybe Landon Collins, but, you know, safety, your star player.
But there's no one, like, really that gets you excited.
Yeah, it's Landon Collins and Josh Norman. Are those the two you're...
I mean, I love Trent Williams, but you don't hear kids talking about Trent Williams in a lot, right? Josh Norman.
Oh, yeah. We agree on this, that they do not have a home run hitter. They don't have a Bryce Harp. Oh, he's gone. They don't have a Juan Soto. You know, they don't have that star
power. A Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Someone that you're like, okay, I'm here to see that guy. And we thought Geis was that. He got hurt or could possibly be that. We understand. Doxson, first round pick. Oof.
What about my guy, Brian Quick? Why you got to hate on him?
Fast. He's fast. He's got the right name.
Now, do you think Jay Gruden had anything to do with that decision?
Wait, how does Brian spell Brian?
Regular Brian.
What's the
but
regular?
But not like Eric.
Wait. What's regular Brian? Spell it.
B-R-I-I.
So you don't trust Brian with a Y.
We were going to get to this because I was like, I don't know if I trust anyone who spells their name the way Eric spells
so
it. E-R-E-C-K.
So other news of the day, Eric Flowers. Eric Flowers now a member of the Washington Redskins. And you hate the way he spells his name. This
I just
is hilarious.
Don't love it. I pointed it out. I didn't know this was going to become a topic on the show
because
I may or may not have to go in the locker room and talk to Eric one day. So
here's for first time listeners.
Thanks for putting me on Front Street with this.
Of Miles and the Hawk
you get
here.
Beat up next time I go in there.
You guys
like,
know
why you hate my name. And now I got to explain myself.
At around 10 o'clock, every time we do a show together, we play a game. And tonight's game is going to be the correct way to spell a name.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hawk has some issues with that. She has some real issues with the way some people spell their names.
Feeling vulnerable right now.
That's going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be
wait.
Awkward.
What's the right way? What's the wrong way to spell a name?
You know what? Can you I know, just like back off this now?
Oh, no. It's going to be great. You know how to spell J, as in Jay Gruden?
Yes.
L, but like for the loss column. That's how you spell his name. That's what's
Whoa.
Happening here.
Whoa. That's
do you
harsh.
Believe do you believe this report from the junkies that Jay Gruden was not?
Here's the thing. I actually don't want to believe it, but it really tells me that Jay's out of here. Because have you ever heard of someone, or maybe even it's happened to yourself? You're at work, you're not getting any kind of feedback, you feel like maybe you're being phased out. Nobody's really talking to you as much, and you're like, do I belong here? Am I gonna get fired or laid off
oh,
or
yeah.
something? That's kind of what I can see happening, because if Bruce Allen and, you know, the front office are making decisions and not talking to Jay Gruden about it, who's the head coach, I mind you, he is not the GM, but you would think he would be in on these conversations. And if this report from EB is true, that he hasn't been consulted in some of these free agent signings and that he allegedly heard about the Landon Collins signing through a text message, that's a little bit concerning. I mean, wouldn't you be kind of looking over your shoulder like, if you're not going to talk to me,
you
that means I don't matter and you don't care what I think. Therefore, maybe I'm not going to be here that much longer.
Jay Gruden, at this point, coach the players that they put on.
I don't think it's a good way to do business, though. I mean, that's kind of disrespectful.
Well, a good way to do business has been an issue with the Redskins for a while now, right? And here's the thing. If they are going to move on from Jay Gruden, why haven't they done it yet?
Now, that is the question, and I didn't really think they were going to move on from him until I saw this report, and it had me kind of thinking, like, gosh, does this mean they don't respect Jay Gruden's opinions?
Yeah, this is what it looks like, and they're accurate, if that's how they feel. Okay, let's go into the history of Jay Gruden and try to understand how he got this job and why he's here, right? It's his success coaching under his brother, winning a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So you're saying simple name recognition is why Jay Gruden's here?
Hold on, there's a second part. Okay, I can't just say that about it. But, and
then
right, arena
I'm going to jump down your throat. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but then arena football, winning championships there.
Right.
So at the NFL level as a head coach, he's still unproven. And I think they've given him enough time. But at the same token, if you're gonna move on from him, I think the start of this offseason was the time. I think you have to go into next season with him. At this point.
Yeah, and maybe they're thinking that, but then they're like kind of like sneak dissing him, like, well, we're gonna make all the decisions and not consult you.
You said they subtweeting Jay Gruden. Wow.
It's kind of a sneak diss.
What's a sneak diss, subtweet? What's another one? Those are two. That's
is
exactly
it a sneak diss? 800-636-1067. Do you think it's a sneak diss that the front office allegedly wasn't consulting Jay Gruden on these decisions?
I think you sneak dissed Eric Flowers. Yeah. His name.
No, that was just a straight diss. Not even a sneak diss.
We're just getting started on overtime. Chris Miles and Aaron Hawksworth. Give us a call. 1-800-636-1067.
I'm changing the way I spell Aaron, by the way.
How are you going to spell it?
I don't know. With a Y or
something?
Aaron? Yeah.
Aaron.
That would actually be kind of hot.
That's what we're going to
I should just go with that.
We have to take a break. We're talking Eric Flowers when we return.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got the Seattle Supersonic over there, Aaron Hawksworth.
Woo!
Chris Smiles here.
You got to hang out with one of my childhood idols, Gary Payton.
The Glove.
Yes.
My guy.
I met him in Seattle maybe like 10 years ago. Sean Kemp used to own this bar called Oscars. And I was like, why is your bar called Oscars? Because nobody knows it exists and that you're here every night. If you named it like Sean Kemp's, the place might be packed. But it's neither here nor there right now. Gary Payton was there. And I was like, oh, I had a poster of you on my wall growing up. He didn't like hearing that at all.
He's
So basically you're telling me I'm old? And I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
He's a very real individual.
He is.
He gave you the like.
I had one of those moments where I'm like, I'm sitting at like a dinner table with Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. These were like the guys I grew up watching. And it was pretty awesome.
Just if he tried to throw him an alley-oop as he went to the track.
You know, it's funny you say that. We used to play basketball with, like, rolled up, crumpled up pieces of paper and throw it in the trash. Fun. Fun times. Seattle. Emerald City, baby.
Did you get buckets or were you shooting bricks?
Yeah. It's Aaron McBuckets. That's my real name. You didn't know that?
You were out there like the Wizards right now. They're down by 10 to the Utah Jazz in the third quarter. We'll talk Bradley Beal a little bit later. In about 10 minutes, we have D'Angelo Hall.
D'Angelo Hall.
Talking
so much
about
to
Jay
talk
Gruden.
To him about.
Mm-hmm. He's a Hokie. Don't forget that. So before we went to break, we said we would talk Eric Flowers, newest member.
I know everyone was waiting for that. Wait, stop. They're talking Eric Flowers next?
Eric Flowers is interesting in this sense.
I'm not getting out of my car.
Think about it. He was taken before Landon Collins in that 2015 draft.
Bust.
So now the Redskins have the Giants' first and second round picks from 2015.
Well, all I have to say is I hope Eric Flowers is a little motivated to make his former team pay because I'm not overly impressed with that man. At least they're going to add a little bit of depth.
It's 1 year for
to the O-line. But
and that's what he's changing positions. He's not expected to play left tackle or right tackle. He's expected to move inside and play guard.
Backup, right.
And that's the deal.
Penalties were his major problem.
Oh.
You like that?
Well,
that gets you excited?
Oh, I'm very aware of this. I'm very aware of his horrific stats.
You're
Run him
aware
down for
of
us.
How he hasn't lived up to expectations.
Yeah, break it down for us, though.
I mean, I don't have all his stats. I'm just looking at some of them right now. Selected 9 overall by the Giants in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't with the team. He had to go to the Jaguars because he was underperforming.
Yep.
There's just, you know, it's tough. It's tough to get overly excited. But you know what? The Redskins' offensive line has been riddled with injuries the last couple seasons.
And that's
thank goodness they have some very, very tough guys who play, whether they're injured or not, like Trent Williams and Morgan Moses. And I mean, those guys, you can count on them no matter what injury they're dealing with.
Yeah, so with Eric Flowers, it's more of a sense of let's make sure we have this insurance policy. And going forward, let's just take the New York Giants 2015 draft and flip it into our new roster. That's what they're doing. Landon Collins, Eric Flowers, former teammates in New York. Flowers spent last year with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for – I feel like the Landon Collins move made us all very excited.
And that's why it's hard to get excited today, right?
It's like, okay, Stephon Diggs. It's like, oh my gosh, is he gonna come here? There's a picture of him wearing a Redskins jersey on Instagram, and how incredible! Wow, if they pulled off a trade for Stephon Diggs, it'd be electric. Now you're cooking with some grease.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were reports that I think it was JP Finley saying that they're still expected to maybe make some quote-unquote splashy moves.
At wide receivers, just who's available.
I mean, I hope they didn't mean Brian Quick.
They didn't.
I'm kidding.
You really like, I think if Brian Quick,
I don't know why I'm being such
you,
a jerk today. I
he would just be
I
like,
I need to chill out.
You're going to go in that Redskins locker room. Eric Flowers is going to have beef. Brian Quick's going to have beef.
And you are here for all the hate.
I don't know what
it's going to be a lot of smoke.
Wait, what quarterback you want to talk trash about? Just
anyone, I don't want to talk trash
anyone
about
in the NFL. Who's the worst quarterback in the NFL?
My trash talking has come to an end today.
Okay.
That's all
then
I got.
You know, if you said something bad about a
tapping
quarterback,
out.
They would get traded. And that would be the new quarterback for the Redskins. We do have a caller. It's Walter and Alexandria.
What's
what do you
up,
got
Walter?
To say, Walter?
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering, if these moves were made without Gruden's knowledge, then what kind of moves would he have made? Would he have gotten Flowers? Would he have been able to get Zamari? Would he have been able to get anybody by himself? I'm just wondering, why would they need him if they made the move without him?
Wow.
That would be my question.
He said, why would they need him? So you don't respect Jay Gruden's opinion either.
I don't think
seems
anyone
to be
does.
A common theme around here. Poor Jay.
We should do Jay Gruden how Jay Gruden did Robert Griffin III, right? Remember Robert. You remember that? You were here for that, right?
I wasn't.
Okay, that was right before he got here. I've been here
he
a while.
Announced Kirk was going to be the starter a couple weeks before I started working in this market.
Robert. Every time he said RG3's name, he's like, send him a message.
Like he was in trouble, like get to your room.
So I just wonder if the front office is saying Jay's name like that. Jay. You're right. Yeah, we got something for you. No, we're not talking to you about the moves we're making.
You're hating on Jay.
A little bit. Look, I think he's had an opportunity here. I think he earned the opportunity to be a head coach at Washington Redskins. I think the first year, 4-12, whatever. Right? You just let that slide. It's his first season. The team needs to do, you know. Then he goes to the playoffs, 9-7. And you're thinking, okay, great year. They're heading in the right direction. Let's see.
Absolutely.
Let's build off of that. Since then, 8-7-1, 7-9, 7-9.
All right, the last two seasons, again, with the injuries, I think he deserves another year, which is this
which
year.
Which I think is what he's going to get.
So I guess to me it's like, well, if you're going to invest in him being your head coach for this season, let him be involved in some of the decision-making and give him a fair shot. Don't kind of cut him out of the picture and half-ass it, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, either be all in or all out. It's kind of black and white to me. Because the whole gray middle ground thing, it's like not really working. You need to be all in, allow him to do his thing, or just be out.
Well, it's never that simple, right? Because when you have a head coach, you got to think about their contract. Then you have to think about replacing them. Then you have to have a replacement. When you make a move on positions like general manager, head coach, at the professional level, at the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but you made the point last segment that they should have done this before, which I didn't say they should.
That's where I'm at.
But my thing is, if they should have, then you should have started thinking about this already and like had those plans in place.
But see, that's
the key. Don't kind of just low-key phase the dude out.
Exactly. Redskins. This is the same thing we've seen over and over again. And on a bright note for the Redskins, we always bang on them. Maybe.
We? You. No, just kidding.
No. Anyone who calls here. Hey, anyone that calls here, they're with the Chris Miles bashing the Redskins bandwagon. I say we as in a collective
well,
with the people.
Don't throw me in there.
I'm one with the people, okay? You know what the people say? The people say this organization.
You cannot speak for all fans.
All the fans that call me right here on this station.
All right, I want no
Vic,
part
am
of
I
that.
Lying? Am I
100%.
Lying? 100%.
Hey, you're lying a little bit.
Really?
Thanks, Vic.
Vic.
I think it's unfair.
Mute Vic's
of
mic.
You to say.
Okay, here's the thing.
I can't mute myself, sorry.
Gosh, so if you don't agree, you're
Yeah, cut. Get out of here, Vic. Look, the point that I'm making is every time I go on a rant about how inept the Redskins are,
you're only
we
getting
get,
callers
we get the callers
who agree with you.
But the point that I'm making is I don't get callers saying, you're out of your mind. We're headed in the right
direction.
Oh,
they might be saying they're out of their mind. You're out of your mind.
No, they don't.
They're just not calling.
No, but what I'm saying is the people that actually call all actually agree that the Redskins are headed in the wrong direction. And it's indicative with their record. I mean, Jay Gruden has
Well, we all know winning will fix a lot of things.
Well, we've been waiting for that for a while. The Redskins have been, they've had a poor record for a very long time now. What's that face? When's the last time they've won 11 games? Let's do it. When's the last time they won 11 games?
Okay, I get it.
No, were you?
I do think they were.
Were you even born? Your 27-year-old
year? Yeah. I act like I'm 27, but I'm not really 27.
No, but I guess the point that I'm shifting to there is the bright light for Redskins fans
is
that the New York Giants are starting to act like them.
Oh, yeah, that certainly helps.
I mean,
I actually have more faith the Giants are going to turn things around quicker than the Redskins will. Don't you?
Well, I'm starting to lose that faith in this sense, and this is maybe
the Gettleman thing?
Yeah.
That was...
So,
I hope he was drunk when he said what you're about to repeat.
Yeah, so I think he was sober. And for those who have been caught in a time warp or haven't been paying attention, Dave Gettleman is the general manager of the New York Football Giants, right?
You're New York Football Giants.
And we're going to stay away from that. I was told from up above to stay away from that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Those now inept New York Football Giants, that Eli Manning is not overpaid at over $20 million a year and that he's still a good quarterback. Now, anyone with two eyes knows that's a lie, okay? But the key to that is he thought that Odell Beckham wasn't worth the headache, which – if you're going to spend money on a circus player, that's a guy you spend it on. And Landon Collins, he didn't communicate with him. What did you think? Landon Collins wasn't worth it? Because that guy is an all-pro.
Yeah.
And a three-time Pro Bowler. What? Those are two guys that
So you think things are pretty bad in Giants land.
It's been a couple of years. The thing that I think we can look most at with the Giants, and what made me think about this is the Redskins getting the Giants first-round pick, and second-round pick from 2015, go look at the Giants' first-round picks from the past couple of years. Eli Apple, gone from 2016. Eric Flowers, we said it before, bust, a member of the Redskins.
We don't need to rehash that.
Odell Beckham, now with
gone.
The Browns. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Justin Pugh, and then David Wilson had the neck issue.
Gosh, that's... Redskins fans should be very excited about that.
Oof. Oh, man. So, look, I know we bang on the Redskins a lot, but when you start to look at it, like, okay.
So, what are you saying the bar is, well, at least they're not the Giants?
The Giants look like they're heading in nosediving.
Agreed. So, I actually still think the Redskins are headed in a better direction.
Yes.
Than they have been in years past.
So, they have to take advantage of it. If you look at the division, you think, okay, the Eagles are good and they're going to be good for a while. The Giants are heading in the wrong direction.
Cowboys are legit.
I don't like to talk about them. But you know who I do like to talk to?
You don't
Your
get
man,
to avoid subjects.
D'Angelo Hall.
D. Hall.
We're talking to him next. You're listening to Overtime with Chris Miles and Aaron Hawksworth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah.
back to overtime. We have a Hokie legend, former member of the Washington Redskins, D'Angelo Hall. What's up, my friend?
What's up, D-Hall?
What's going on? Y'all doing all right?
Good, good.
We're having way too much fun. You should have been here in studio with us.
I know. I just couldn't bear to drive tonight. Any other night, probably could have done it, but tonight was just too tough of a schedule for me running around with the fam.
What are you up to? You got a real estate business I see on Instagram?
Yeah. Got my real estate, First Down Real Estate Group. Got my barbershop soon to be open, Parlor 23. Just enjoying retired life, running around with my kids. So it's actually more fun than I thought it would be. Doing some TV stuff, doing some radio stuff. I'm having too much fun too.
Good.
Did a great job this year on NBC Sports Washington. Good channel for people out there. If you want to pay attention to pregame, postgame shows for the Redskins, for the Wizards, they have you covered. Hey, D Hall.
Yes.
This news today with Jay Gruden. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's looking at me because I've been saying it for a while now.
Let's just be honest. He's been trash talking Jay.
I just don't feel like the players are behind him in that locker room from what I see on the field. And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Now, Chris, you tell me you don't think the players are behind Jay because they aren't winning games? Because I say they aren't winning games because they just aren't very talented. So we beg to differ on those two points. I think guys love Jay. I love Jay as a coach. He's such a cool coach, and I say cool because most fans and critics, when they hear a guy say a coach is cool, that means he gets run over. That's not the case at all. Jay's very fiery. Jay'll jump your ass real quick and won't hesitate about it. That's what makes a coach a player's coach. It's not that they're a pushover. It's that they're tough, but they can give it and they can take it. Like, I've jumped on Jay's ass plenty of times, and he's jumped on mine. And there's no animosity, no hard feelings. Hell, Jay interviewed me and almost hired me. That goes to show you is no animosity. That, to me, is the ultimate player's type of coach. So, guys love Jay. I just think we can be better in a couple different areas
when it comes to
evaluating talent.
Okay. So, do you think the fact that they don't have a proper GM is an issue?
I think by having a proper GM, it's another voice of reason to bounce an idea off. It's another guy or another lady to just add that voice in the room as a whether positive or negative opinion. It's just another opinion. And in this business, you can't have too many opinions. It's organizations that have every single body in place, and they still pay for other professional guys in the industry's opinion. So you can never have too many of those people in the room, in my opinion.
So EB on the Junkies was reporting that he talked to a source, and Jay Gruden was saying that something about, there's a lack of – he's frustrated with how the communication is going within the Redskins organization, and that he heard about the Landon Collins signing through a text message. Now, none of us really know who this source was and how accurate that is, but if that is true, what does that tell you? And do you think it is true?
I could see it being true, and I could see it not being true.
It's a tough position.
To hear that, to hear that as a guy who was in that locker room, as a guy who likes the front office people, and as a guy who ultimately wants to eventually be in the business, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to think that as a head coach that I'm only hearing about the Landon Collins signing via text after the fact. Man, if that is the case, maybe it's not all Jay's fault. Like every other fan who seems to think it's Jay's fault, maybe this is the reason why Jay really just can't operate or can't do what he wants to do personnel-wise because he's not given that power.
Well, don't you think it's a little disrespectful, or does it kind of tell you that this might be his last year if they really aren't consulting him on who they're bringing in?
I mean, it makes you believe that, but, you know, if that's the case, he would have been gone last year. And so I feel like he was brought back for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this team ultimately, you know, I think this team, they were 6-3 before Alex Smith went down. They were top of the division. They had a chance. They weren't winning games the way we would have liked them to, but they were a really, really good team. The defense was playing very, very well. The offense wasn't turning the ball over. Adrian Peterson was a godsend.
Yeah.
And they were able to run the ball down teams' throats and play great defense. You have pretty much a better defense coming back, you know? So, you know, a healthy Quentin Dunbar in that secondary. You add Landon Collins. Obviously, you lose DJ Swearinger. But in Landon Collins, you get another capable leader, Pro Bowl caliber player. And if Monte Nichols can get his stuff, himself together, he's one of the most talented safeties I've seen in a long time. Wow. This defense and this team can be really good. You know, if Colt can do somewhat of what Alex did and just protect the football, or if Case wins that job and he can do the same thing, this team is, you know, essentially the same team that was constructed last year. And you have to keep Jay around to see if they can win the division.
So what should the expectations be for next year, and how long do you think Jay Gruden's leash is? Because if I'm looking at his record the past couple of years, and like you said, okay, maybe he still deserves a shot because the players are still behind him, but I think you have to make the playoffs. If not, I think you need to find a new head coach and need to start moving in a different direction. What do you think?
You know, that's a tough one because as a guy who's played for Jay, I know how great a coach he is and just how things just BS stuff happens. You know, every year we can sit here and talk about the injuries here, injuries there. But, man, if we haven't just gotten bad luck after bad luck after bad luck thing has happened, whether I've been in the locker room or been in the media covering this team, you know, it's just the freakiest of injuries, man. Mm-hmm. It's just the freakiest of timing on every situation that could happen. For the Washington Redskins, it seems to happen. Moving money to an uncapped year, having to take those salary cap hits in back-to-back years. Trading away the draft for a guy you think in RG3 who's going to be the savior, and he gives you a glimpse as a rookie, and then nothing materializes. Having Kirk Cousins on the roster and then eventually losing him the way you did in free agency. I mean, just snowball after snowball, getting Alex Smith and then him going down with a possibly career-ending injury and still having to eat those cap numbers, salary cap-wise, and almost crippling your team, but still having a chance. I mean, it's just typical Redskins fashion if you've been here the last 10, 12 years. And so, you know, you tend to think if things and guys just stay healthy and you just have a regular, typical football season, you think Jay can get this thing together because you do have the pieces in place. And that was going to be hard to say, having your quarterback go down the way he did last year. But having a guy in Colt who's been here in this system for so long, having a guy like Case who can compete and push him to get the best out of him or win the job, you still have a chance to be really, really good.
All right. I want to ask you more about that quarterback position. Can you stick around with us for a few more minutes right after this break?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No,
yeah, we're really appreciating your insight here because you're talking me off the ledge of Jay Gruden should be out of town. But
good.
It's like, what's the expectations?
It didn't work when I tried to talk you
it
off
didn't.
The ledge.
It didn't.
But now the D Hall weighs
well,
in.
As a former player, to say that the players are still very much behind him,
it means a lot.
That's a big endorsement. So, look, we'll continue this conversation. We return on Overtime.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Mr. New York.
Well, okay, it's not about me or about hip-hop. It's about D. Hall, which that sounds like a good rap name / R&B singer from the 80s name. You know what I mean?
I can see. see D Hall being an R&B singer?
I could. I know he was a prime time player. Ask Jay Cutler
Can you sing?
Right, D Hall?
No doubt. No doubt. No, no, I cannot sing. Used to rap a little bit, but I cannot sing.
Did you hear the reference when I said how much you bald asked Jay Cutler about that? That's still one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, like covering sports. So basically, I covered Virginia Tech, your alma mater, and when you were playing in that game and you got the interceptions, it was like the most incredible thing because we're like, wait, is this a mistake? Did he really have four interceptions on the same guy in a single game? Still one of the most incredible things ever to happen in sports. So
we've got D Hall back with us for another segment, and I wanted to ask you, I noticed you kind of mentioned Colt ahead of Case Keenum. How do you see that competition playing out?
You know, I think Colt's familiarity with the offense will give him the advantage. I think his mobility will give him the advantage. I think Case might protect the ball a little better. But I just think the intangibles that Colt ultimately brings to the table will win him the job. I think Case, you know, if all things even, you know, I have to believe Colt's understanding of this offense gives him this, you know, gives him the advantage just all throughout camp and the offseason to be able to just make better decisions than Case. But I think Case is a better decision maker. So, you know, I could see both guys getting a chance to play during the season at some point. But, you know, both of the guys are ultimately the same type of quarterbacks.
And Colt has trouble staying healthy, too.
Yeah, that's why I think I like the move, just because Case can be an insurance policy. I don't think he'll win the job, but I think he can be an insurance policy because Colt does get hurt a lot.
Getting to your area of expertise, looking at the Washington Redskins secondary as it is currently formed now with Landon Collins back there and Josh Norman in that group. How do you look at them as far as their talent is concerned? I know you said that this team lacks a bit of it, and we agree with that, especially on the offensive end, explosion and that sort of thing. Speed, those are things that they severely lack offensively. But on a defensive end, it seems like they do have some playmakers there. What do you think of Landon Collins right now?
I mean, I think Landon Collins is a great move, you know, especially having lost Ha-Ha in free agency and letting DJ Swearinger go. That was a glaring need in free agency that they wanted to address. You know, when I met with them in an interview, that was something I brought up and, you know, specifically mentioning Landon Collins and saying he's a guy that I felt like we needed to try to target if I was to be the DB coach. So, you know, that was a great pickup. Like I said, if Monte Nichols can stay healthy, he's a very, very dynamic type of player who can make plays. Josh Norman has to go out there and play more consistent and make plays. You know, the same with Landon. Landon has to make plays. If you think of what he did this year production-wise, still a great player and still made a lot of plays, but he didn't have nearly the numbers he had 2 years ago. And so from a production standpoint, he has to make plays, not just be great in tackling and be great in, you know, in space. But people are going to want to see him make plays. People are going to want to see Josh make plays. Quentin Dunbar has to stay healthy. He has to make plays.
Are you surprised Josh is still with the team at this point? Because I kind of felt like I got the sense he didn't want to be here. I'm shocked he still is.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. But, you know, I guess they felt like, you know, whatever was out there in free agency, I don't really know what was out there in free agency, Aaron. I didn't look and really pay close attention. So I don't know who was the better option, who wasn't.
Right.
But I was a little surprised to see that Josh was still here because I felt like that would have cleared up a lot more cap space for this team to be able to go out and get some other needs. Like you said, offensively, you need speed.
Yeah, I was surprised, too, because I thought that would have been a good opportunity for them to get something in return. Now, speaking of DBs, you interviewed for the Redskins DBs coaching job. What was that process like?
It was fun. It was nerve-wracking. It was different. You know, I had never been on that side of the desk before, having to answer questions.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was very interesting. It was a learning experience, and it was something that I'll appreciate, I'll cherish, and you know, now that I know that I do want to coach, it's something that I'll use as a wealth of knowledge and understanding moving forward.
Now, I said this on the radio when we found out that you did interview for the job. I think you should have got it, and especially the trend with younger coaches. You were recently on the team. I think you would have stepped up and been a great leader, and the players really would have respected you. Is coaching now something you really want to do, or are you still like kind of thinking it over what that next step is, whether it's media or something with the coaching?
Yeah, coaching is definitely something that I do want to do. Mm-hmm. It's just about finding the right fit. You know, I don't want to just jump in anywhere. I've been offered some jobs already.
With Maryland?
Yeah. Yeah, most notably Maryland. And so, you know, it has to be the right fit for me and my family, actually. And so just keeping that door open. You know, I got a lot of friends that are coaches, and they're all getting jobs and getting interviewed at you know, at different places. And so when the right opportunity shows itself, I'll definitely take that. So I will be coaching, though, for sure.
When you say that, I mean, Maryland seems like it could have been a pretty good fit. Why didn't that work out? In what level are you thinking, straight to the NFL? Are you thinking, you know, you really take a college job serious? Hey, that's why I'm asking.
Let me just put it out there. If the Hokies,
you know,
come
calling. I'll entertain a college job, absolutely. Maryland just didn't work out just because the time, you know, the time frame in which I was offered the job, I was still actually in the process of interviewing with the Redskins. And, you know, they couldn't wait. They were in a time crunch where they – we're gotcha. Doing a lot of recruiting and trying to lock down some guys. And so just didn't work out, you know, time-wise for me there. But, you know, I would like to be in the NFL because I feel like my coaching style probably translates a little better to, the, you know, in the NFL. But, you know, college is something that I definitely, you know, would do without a doubt.
What is your coaching style?
Honesty, man. Honesty is the best policy. You know, it just depends. You know, as a coach, you got to, you know, you kind of got to learn your players. You got to kind of conform to your players. Each guy's a little different. I can't expect to coach a guy how I like to be coached. I can't expect to coach a guy how I coach, you know, any other guy. You know, each individual person is his own personality. And so you kind of, as a coach, got to learn people. And so as a player in this league for so long, that's what I did. You know, I was able to relate and lead and mentor and just try to relate and just coach up a lot of guys through the course of my career and learn from a lot of coaches and, you know, in the process and learn different styles and techniques. So, you know, I'm a chameleon, I guess.
I love that. When was the moment where you realized coaching was where your passion is? Really quick.
When I was sitting on the sidelines, hurt with the ACL, and I just, you know, not even through my Achilles rehab and injury did I spend a lot of time up here. I kind of was sulking and just kind of got away from the guys. But when I tore my ACL, I was still up here. If I wasn't down there with Andrews, I was up here in that room coaching these guys up and really trying to game plan and figure out how to put these guys in position. And I was, you know, I almost felt so proud of them making plays out there after I had showed them something than I was even myself making a play.
Oh, I love that.
And to me, that was the moment where I was like, man, like, I don't want to do this, but I can do this. and then the moment came where I was like, you know what, I want to do this. And, you know, the rest was history.
D'Angelo Hall, thank you so much for joining us on Overtime. Always good to have you.
Yep, no a Hokie problem. In the heart and a Redskin as an NFL player. We appreciate
and
you,
and a
my friend.
Future coach, don't
yeah.
forget.
That's the thing we're looking
no
forward
doubt.
To. Can't wait to see where you land.
Yeah, thanks, D-Hall.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No problem.
All right, you're listening to Overtime. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Looks like those Washington Wizards not doing so hot. Might have to talk about Bradley Beal and what this could mean the rest of the season for him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.